Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Authorities say a 50-year-old woman drowned early Sunday evening while swimming at Myrtle Beach. Officers and firefighters responded after someone reported a swimmer in distress. The body of the woman, who has not yet been identified, was pulled from the water shortly after. Police are still investigating. Even though the General Assembly isn't in session, state senators are at work on the big public school improvement bill, expected to be the priority legislation lawmakers will consider when they reconvene in January. Here's more from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
It may be July, but a Senate committee is focusing on perhaps the most controversial part of the improvement bill, school district governance, district consolidation, and when and how the state intervenes in failing districts. The state constitution mandates overall state control of public schools, but they're actually run by principals and superintendents hired by local district boards. Currently, Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman is exercising direct state control over schools in Allendale County, Williamsburg County, and Florence District 4, Timmonsville. The issue of local control versus state control for failing districts can create tricky politics for legislators. However, Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree has repeatedly reminded colleagues that the ultimate responsibility for public schools is in the hands of the state legislature. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
A pair of explosions rocked downtown Pickens Sunday night, and authorities suspect foul play. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
City police say two apparently homemade pipe bombs went off outside the Pickens County Courthouse around 11:15 Sunday night. The devices went off beside the exterior HVAC unit on Court Street. The blast broke the windows that sit just below street level. No one was injured and nearby businesses were closed. On Monday afternoon, it was business as usual at the courthouse and the windows were being replaced. Inside the courthouse, though, local and federal officials, including the ATF and the Anderson County Sheriff's Department bomb squad, were piecing together an investigation. As of this broadcast, no suspects have been arrested and officials did not offer a motive. Reporting from Pickens, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
The State Department of Health and Environmental Control has rejected plans by a Texas-based company to test for oil and natural gas off our coast. While environmentalists applaud the move, the fight against exploration is far from over. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
DHEC says it does not support Western Gecko's application for federal permits to conduct seismic blasting in the Atlantic Ocean. The agency says the underwater air guns could jeopardize the state's goal to protect, restore, and enhance its coastal resources. The company can appeal to the Department of Commerce. It is one of six that has applied for such permits, and the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is still processing those applications. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
More jobs will be coming to the upstate. ALO, an agricultural machining company, has announced plans to establish operations in Greenville County. The $6 million investment is expected to create 44 new jobs over the next 5 years. The new facility will include the distribution of farming equipment manufactured by the company at multiple global locations. Distribution will be mainly for the U.S. market. Operations will also include steel fabrication and assembly of products and hydraulic kits. The new operations are projected to come online in October of this year. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.